Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and today I want to talk about why you're having trouble sticking to your diet. Because obviously, there is science behind losing weight, and I've never been one to kind of shy away from that and talk about the science behind calories, and I've got heaps of podcast episodes on this, but obviously, I tend to focus more on the mindset because our behaviors are actually coming from our mindset, so I want to dismiss any kind of beliefs around you lacking any willpower or motivation, and for you to actually understand why weight loss is being sabotaged, like why you have certain behaviors around food. But anyways, in terms of why you're sabotaging your diet, I'm going to cover a few different things from a practical and a mindset point of view, right? Because I'm always covering both aspects. So when we look at the science of weight loss, it's actually not that complicated, right? And I highly recommend that if you're one of those people who tends to just eat healthy and think that it just the only way to lose weight is just, you know, just to eat healthy and that's how you're going to lose weight, I recommend that you check out episode 6, which I talk about why you might be eating healthy and still not losing weight, because that's really important to understand that you might be eating healthy, but you still might not be eating the right amount of energy, so meaning calories, in order to get the weight loss that you desire, right? And now, for those of you that freak out when I talk about calories, just know that you don't actually have to count calories in order to get weight loss. Whenever you get this fear around weight loss, it's just your ego saying something that's freaking you out. So anything to do with your mindset, anything to do with like your feelings of feeling a certain way around food or weight loss has got to do with the thoughts that you're thinking. And it's always coming back to the ego, which is the fear part of the mind, the critical part of the mind. And it's about understanding your thoughts and your emotions and how they link into your behaviors, right? So basically, when I'm talking about calories and your ego starts freaking out, it's usually because you've had some trauma around calorie counting before. You've had trauma around the dieting mindset, and then it's freaking out, right? But the important thing is to get to a point where, not necessarily that you're having to count calories or anything like that, but you've got this emotional, you don't have this emotional connection to the different aspects of weight loss that cause an emotional response in you. So for example, if you've had a lot of trauma around dieting, but then you go on a dieting plan and then you're going really well for the first few weeks or first few days, and then suddenly you stop or you sabotage yourself, it's usually due to some sort of emotional response or thought pattern that has come up that keeps on coming up. So if you've tuned into previous episodes of mine, I tell you how our thought patterns are generally on repeat. So you would find that the same thought patterns come up every single time you try and go on a diet and lose weight. And it's as simple as having awareness of those thought patterns and finding which ones are sabotaging you and then shifting those thoughts so that you no longer sabotage yourself. So what really my message has always been about is that a lot of people have this like really, I don't know, it's kind of like a blasé mentality about what it takes to have the dedication to lose weight. It's like this wishy-washy view of I need to be a certain type of person and I need to have willpower, right? And then you've got the people who find weight loss easy and they're influencers in fitness and they're like, yeah, I'm so disciplined and blah, blah, blah. They don't actually understand that unconsciously they have the correct thought patterns that lead them to do those behaviors. And I feel like that's really the missing link between people who know how to lose weight versus people who know how to lose weight but can't do it. And I've always been that person who knew how to lose weight but couldn't do it. So I actually studied how to change my thought patterns and hence change my behaviors. So so I think that's really the missing link, that I need people to understand that it's to do with your psychology as to why you keep on sabotaging yourself. And yes, of course, like there's practical aspects of it. I'm not like saying that, you know, like I said in episode 6, like some people just go on the wrong diet, right? They just go on the wrong diet, and there's plenty of those out there. And then like it's like, wow, of course you're having trouble because you're on a shitty diet, right? But at the same time, coming back to law of attraction and manifestation and just psychology principles, like the even like NLP, like the filters in your mind, right? Think about it this way. So in our environment, like when we have our senses have to take in our environment and process it in our brain, right? But we can't possibly process every single thing going on in our environment. So for like kids with autism, for example, they lack the means to be able to filter all the information that's going on in their environment. So they feel overwhelmed, right? And so the job of your brain is to filter everything in your environment so that you're only taking in the important information, right? So your brain has filters to filter the information that you want according to what your intent is. So for example, when you're going to purchase a car and you're like, I want a white car, like I want to buy a white Land Rover, I don't know, whatever kind of car, and then suddenly you start seeing those cars everywhere, right? That's because you've put a message in your mind into like to your brain saying, I want to purchase this type of car. So then your brain starts filtering the environment to show you and make you aware of all the white cars around you, right? So it's not this magical thing that I think a lot of people view manifestation from this real place where it's not real. And I think that's where you can bring the concept of manifestation to a place where it's real and tangible, and you can actually see it as something that it can actually happen. I feel like that helps you actually become a better manifester. And so the way that I've done that is through like aspects of science that actually prove it to be true. So for example, like I was saying with your brain, like obviously your brain is filtering stuff. Like I just said, like you're seeing white cars everywhere all of a sudden because you made the decision, you've been looking for a white car. And so when it comes to weight loss or any other goal, it's about having the right belief systems in place and right thought patterns so that the solution is in front of you and you're able to see it. It's really just about your brain being able to go, oh yeah, that's how what I need to do right now in order to lose weight. Whereas what people tend to do is they create all this unnecessary action that needs to happen in order for them to lose weight. They get overwhelmed with all of this unnecessary action instead of just working on their thoughts and feelings and beliefs, which will then make them open to a simpler solution. Or even then, even if they do have to like do certain strategies, the perception of those strategies becomes more simple. There's not so much emotional attachment and emotional drama around doing it. Because a lot of the time when something feels hard, it's just that emotional, it's the emotions that we hold around the things rather than actually the doing the actual task itself. The actual task itself is usually quite simple and easy. And if we didn't hold so much emotional attachment to it or have so much meaning to it, it would be easy, right? So anyway, let's talk about some of the different reasons why you can't stick to a diet. I'll cover some practical aspects and then I'll cover the mindset aspects. So why you can't stick to a diet? One of the reasons that I cover in episode 6 is because you're putting yourself in too much of a calorie deficit, right? So pretty much a lot of weight loss strategies out there will put you into too much of a calorie deficit and also cause a lot of metabolic damage so that when you do return to eating normally, then you suddenly gain weight, right? So I do cover that in episode 6. And also the episode on increasing your metabolism. So if you're wanting some practical advice on why you can't stick to your diet, I recommend that you check those episodes out because they're really, really informative in terms of understanding the practical sense of why you can't stick to your diet, okay? Because a lot of the time what the problem is that we're putting ourselves in too much of a calorie deficit, or we have been in the past putting ourselves in too much of a calorie deficit and we're in a place of chronic dieting. So from another perspective, it's the relationship to food that dieting causes. So the dieting mindset and pretty much what I see as a whole, as a society and a lot of people that are around me, they view food, their perception of food is this thing that they can't have. Pretty much like that's even like there's that meme of an episode of Friends, right? Where each of them is like, oh, I'm on a diet and I'm watching what I eat. Oh, don't let me near that kind of food. Or like, then there's Joey, like the girl goes into the restroom to have, to go to the toilet or whatever. And Joey's got the dessert and then she comes back and he's got like mud cake all over his face. And he's like, I don't even regret it, you know? And it's kind of that mentality of food is, like desserts and stuff like that are this like forbidden food. And it's really the view of foods being forbidden and naughty and I've got to watch what I eat. So I've got to avoid this kind of food and all the guilt around certain foods. That's actually what's sabotaging you. And this just comes back to psychology, whereby when we deny ourselves something, the allure around it increases. So you're actually making food seem more alluring when in fact you can bring food to this place where it no longer has this allure and then magically you just don't crave them as much anymore. And I find this so obvious and it's so funny to me that people don't get that. And I get it, like when I was in that place too, and my psychologist was telling me this exact same principle that, hey, you're making food seem more alluring and that's why you have trouble controlling yourself around foods. And to me, it was like, what? I just don't get it. This can't be true. And that's really just your ego coming in. And that's really why you have to get to this point where you no longer let the ego control you and you have this detachment from it. And that's really what, you know, you have to get to that place. But like with food, It's really that you're making it seem more alluring, and that's why you have trouble trusting yourself around it, because you create this relationship to food where it's forbidden, and therefore, like human nature, you only want it more. And then when you find yourself in a position where you're around it, you can't control yourself. And that's just psychology, right? So don't feel like, I feel like a lot of people put an identity on themselves and say, I can't control myself around this food. I can't trust myself. I can't do moderation. Therefore, the solution to not being able to do moderation is to cut sugar out, or is to cut these desserts out. And I just don't agree with that mentality, because you really have to change the relationship to food, and then cutting it out or reducing it to an acceptable portion or moderation becomes an easy thing to do. And then managing your weight is just natural and easy. And that's really where I want people to get to that point, because it's so freaking good once you get to that point, right? Weight just becomes this thing that you no longer have to think about. So then suddenly your mind is free to enjoy life again, right? And to have other things to think about other than avoiding the mud cake or the pizza all the time. You know, it's just, you just don't even think about it anymore. But basically, so in terms of why you're sabotaging your diet, that's one of the biggest ones, is you've made food seem more alluring, and then when you do have a taste for it, your dopamine and your reward center is going nuts, because it's like, oh, I'm having this thing that I shouldn't be having and it feels so good. And then that emotional attachment to that food is so freaking heightened in that moment that you can't control yourself around it. And that's really what it is. It's just to change your relationship to food and viewing food from a different perception, which isn't as hard as, like, it's not as hard as you think. Like, it's really just your ego coming in saying that you're not capable of it, or perhaps you've tried certain things in the past and it hasn't worked. It's really just about doing the emotional work behind your behaviors, because if you have repeating thought patterns that you can't lose weight, or that weight loss is hard, or you'll have certain thought patterns that keep coming up, and that's why you keep sabotaging yourself, right? And it's your emotional attachment to food. So there's a part of you that's using food to cope, or has an emotional attachment to these certain foods, and that's the part of you that keeps sabotaging it. And it's also the part of you that thinks that you need, on the other hand, feels like you need to do more than what's actually required to lose weight. So we overdo it. Like, we try and do too much when we're trying to lose weight, and we're not doing enough when we're not trying to lose weight. And this is due to the start and stop mentality. So the start and stop mentality is really, really dangerous, because you're like reinforcing bad behaviors when you're like, I'm going to start again tomorrow. And you're just reinforcing that same habit of, I'm starting again tomorrow, therefore I'm allowed to eat this food right now. And really what you're doing there is you're just reinforcing a pattern of, I'm starting tomorrow, which I've covered in another podcast episode, right? So these are all the, like, kind of mindset things around why you keep on sabotaging your diet. But if I'm kind of like saying it in summing up in one aspect, I would say that it's the emotional attachment to food, and it's the whole dieting mindset that causes dieting to be difficult. Like, say for example, somebody will say to me, well, you know, weight loss is just about a calorie deficit. And it's like, yeah, but you could get a person to go to the most, like, scientifically sound coach that gives the most perfect macro plan, where, like, a macro plan is like where they'll tell you how many grams of protein, how many grams of carbs, how many grams of carbohydrates to eat, and they'll give you the most scientifically sound plan and even give you a little bit of mindset motivational work behind it, but then for some reason you still can't do it. Like, this is what does my head in, is when people are like, oh, but weight loss is just about this. And it's like, you're so freaking stuck in your own world that you fail to notice that there's people out there who struggle despite knowing how to lose weight. And that's really like what I need people to understand, is that you're not lacking in discipline. You're not lacking in willpower. There's nothing wrong with you. It's the belief that you lack willpower. It's the belief that there's something wrong with you. It's the belief that you can't lose weight because it's so hard, or that you have a slow metabolism. It's those thought patterns that cause you to elicit behaviors that continue to reinforce those beliefs. That's just psychology. So it's just so like obvious to me now, but there was a time where it wasn't, okay? And I need you to know that if I was like the most, like lacked the most self-control around food, and I was a binge eater constantly, and I hired all these coaches to be like, give me the perfect diet and help me lose weight, and I still couldn't do it, right? And I found the solution in my mind, then there's no reason why you can't do that either. Like, absolutely none at all. And it's just got to do with you understanding why your thoughts are leading to self-sabotaging behaviors. Please don't fall for that mentality, your ego telling you that it's just a matter of you getting the right diet, right? Because yes, there are some diets out there that are shit, but I've seen people fail even when given a good diet plan. And so it's really important for you to understand that it's insane to keep on trying to do the same thing when it's not working. And if you've done that work, if you've tried to work with somebody who gives you a dieting plan and it hasn't worked out, then you do need to look at the psychology aspect. Because honestly, even if you have your thought patterns down pat so good, you don't even need a freaking weight loss plan. You'll just naturally eat smaller portions because you no longer have such an emotional attachment to food. And that's really like where I got to that place of, holy shit, like I'm just not having this emotional attachment to food. I've got these new belief systems. I've got this new identity around food, and the actions and the behaviors just follow from that. And that's just how the brain works. You shift your belief systems, you shift your thought patterns, and the emotions and the actions follow from that. And that's really why you can't stick to your diet, is because your belief systems don't match up with the outcome that you want. So what you have to do is you have to change your belief systems, you have to change your thought patterns, and then the action becomes easy. I mean, you can get into this cycle of taking so much action for weight loss, and a lot of people do this, but I've got this mentality of like, yeah, but it doesn't need to be that hard, right? It doesn't need to be that hard, and it gets to be easier when you change your perception of things, you change your relationship to food, you change your conditioning around food, and that's really what it's about. So anyway, babes, I have 3 spots open available this year to work with me one-on-one for coaching and mentoring around weight loss. So remembering that I can help you in every single aspect of your weight loss transformation, the most important part being that we get your thought patterns and your belief systems and your emotions on board so that your behaviors and the weight loss strategy becomes easy. And that's all it is. It's really not as hard as your ego and as the experiences that you've had in the past make it out to be. And my process is to help you with that so that you can get the same results as me and my other clients as well that have lost weight. And it's really not that hard, I promise you. And that's why working with me one-on-one, you've got that guidance. You've got that person that's going to help you in shifting those thoughts and beliefs and feelings. And it is up to you. Like, you have to do the work, but I'm there to mentor you and guide you through that process. And you get to have the results and the body that you desire. And it doesn't have to be that hard. So actually, for the next people who sign up, there is a promotional price on my one-on-one coaching, which is a pretty big discount. So reach out to BarbaraOrban@nodietbabe.com if you'd like to apply for one-on-one coaching. And I really look forward to transforming these three women that come to me, because I'm going to help you change your life forever. So anyway, babes, I hope you enjoy the rest of the week ahead and have a lovely week, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at No Diet Babe, or check out my website, nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.